What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast for your favorite team in the Bay. I'm Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is JD. This moron just said that we should refer to the teams as the Ice Boys. I don't even know what to do with that. I'm just Kyle Demetrius.
You're introducing us again. That's how far your brain has just gone full.
I know. I only said you. I didn't say me.
Oh, did you? I don't know.
Yeah, I said my co-host, JD.
I'm just thinking about Ice Boys.
I was gonna go with the Wendy's chicken nuggets to my McDonald's chicken nuggets. Wendy's are good.
Wendy's nuggets. There
is one food war criminal. Also, I'll call it the Locked on Blues host in this. He seems like a very nice person. I've never met him. I've only met him online, but I'm going to talk shit about him right now. Every time food comes up, I refer to St. Louis as a food war crime city because it is, and he defends it. I don't know how to get around their trash food. Do you?
No. The bagels, the sliced bagels, the pizza.
Toasted Ravs, the pizza.
Ugh. It's garbage. It's all garbage. Get out of here.
Anyway, speaking of garbage, we have some notes about the lines for Saturday, and we're going to talk about some of the news that's happened over the past couple days as we come down to the end. Tomorrow we'll talk a preview for the Jets, but for today we're talking Sharks Ice Boys news and notes.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I do miss our old intro.
I do miss the old intro too.
It's so good. We should have a throwback episode. Whenever the Sharks wear the throwback jerseys, which they're not going to because they're stupid.
Yes.
We should use the old intro. Screw it. Come get me, corporate Kane. I don't care. We have, who is against the corporate ministry? The corporation, I forget. I gotta look that up. Was it Stone Cold? It sounds like a Stone Cold thing.
It sounds like a very Stone Cold thing. Yes.
I can't remember. I was very young, but it was sweet. Which Ice Boy do you want to start with? Let's start with the injury Ice Boy, injured Ice Boys.
What? Yeah. So
Bob, well, let's knock out Veal first.
Yeah, Veal. Knock. I see what you did there.
Oh yeah, look at me. Also, I keep forgetting that this is on YouTube. Also, here's my bills and stuff, and then here's his,
please pay them.
No. This is a ticket from the city of Vancouver that I never paid. No, this is a ticket from the police.
Oh.
Anyway.
He's on the lam.
Yeah, I'm a fugitive. Watch out. Jeffrey Veal had surgery on his hand for, I think it was his pinky, but he is going to be out at least a month, which is kind of useful for cap implications and Gajoyevich implications.
Yes.
Not really anything super serious there. But Bob was asked about Nikolai Knyazhov today and asked if he was trending well. And he said, not really.
Ugh.
He's actually fine. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What a way to start the podcast. He actually is saying he's a specialist. He's made no progress in his lower body injury.
Yeah.
Not ideal,
especially for someone who's going to be playing top four defensive pair minutes and is expected to make a big jump this season. They did say it has nothing to do with his injuries from last year, which were a sports hernia surgery and not ankle related. So, yeah.
Well, we don't know if it's ankle.
Well, they said it's...
could be hip.
He also noted it's not ankle related. Thanks, Shang Peng.
Oh, great. Cool. So like one piece of his body is eliminated.
Yeah, so
knee, hip, yes. Groin, technically. Maybe he's got diarrhea issues. We don't know. Could be, that's lower body.
Seen a specialist for his diarrhea issues. That'd be, man.
Hey, people have colitis and stuff, man.
I know, but like, why would you have to fly out? You could just go to, there's a bajillion hospitals in the Bay Area, but yeah, Zucker seen a specialist. Yeah, seeing a specialist is a little worrisome for him. So
you got to think like structural injury, like a knee or something like that.
Yeah, and especially because the Sharks are definitely very forthcoming with their injuries, and everybody's fine and dandy until they don't show up for the first day of.
Remember when Joe Thornton was day to day?
Yeah, and he had
a pick line in. Remember when Radim Šimek was close to returning and he missed the first 40 games of the season?
Yeah, when Thornton blew out his knee against the Jets and was like, oh yeah, he'll be okay, and yeah. It's just a little water. It's just a little airborne. It's okay. It's so good. It's so good.
We should Photoshop the injured guy out of the pig. It's just a little broken. I love that scene when Mr. Burns is like, yeah, I'll donate to charity when pigs fly. The pig zooms by and they just like stop laughing and they animate just like 5 seconds of silence. And Smithers is like, shall I write the check? He's like, no. So Knyazhov being out leads us kind of into the lines. The defense. JD, you take it. I'm so mad.
So, from Bob, Curtis tweeted this out, that there it's probably going to be Middleton and Šimek on the fifth and sixth defensive pairings on Saturday. Miz has done a good job through camp to start, and Shimmick's got enough equity built up with us. If Hodako doesn't start on Saturday, I think you'll see him in the lineup for sure on the road trip.
Ready? That was me hitting my head against my microphone. What is he talking about? I don't get it. Why? Well, at what point did we watch Santeri Hataka and listen to Hataka get praised after every game, and Middleton plays two games? He's like, he's done. Is it because he's big? Is this because he's not a rookie? He's not 22 or whatever? What over the past season and a half has led them to believe that Radim Šimek has equity built up? What?
I don't know. I mean, you know, when you get that Wookiee Whisperer label slapped onto you, like there's, yeah, I don't know. But if I was a betting man, I would probably say Hodaka is on the ice sooner rather than later.
Do you know where you can probably find some betting odds?
Where, Kyle? I would love to know about where I could find some betting lines.
BetOnline.ag, because they're back and better than ever. Hockey starting back up, basketball's back up, baseball's in the playoffs, football's mid-swing, curling starting up soon. I think NASCAR's doing a thing still. Golf fall season's here. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college sports action this season. With a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props. Hope there's a Middleton prop. In contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything sports. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Football, basketball, boxing, UFC. Maybe there's Aussie rules football. Who knows? Your favorite Vegas casino game? Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easy way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yeah, I just don't. Why do we need to just put a guy into the lineup? Middleton is just a guy. He is just a guy. There's nothing. We don't hate players. When we talk about, there's probably a ton of new listeners. Actually, we know that there's a ton of new listeners because our numbers are through the roof.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Shout out to you guys.
Yes.
We didn't get an email, actually. Disappointed. Oh, wow. I like reading them now. It's fun to see those people. Just a guy. Like, why do we have to consistently put, like, is Jacob Middleton like 6'4"?
He's a big boy, yeah.
Like, so who, it's just frustrating when there's clearly a young player taking a step and has played well. He made the roster. He's been praised after many games. We've seen him play. He plays a quiet, steady game where he's consistently there. He's making the right plays. He's played in Europe against men for the last couple of years. Like, I just don't understand why that guy can't get a chance first. Why do we have to go back to the guy that's built up equity? Šimek only makes $2.3 million. You can bench him. I understand that you don't want to benchmark Edward Vlasic at $7 million, and he's still got a lot of years left and stuff like that. I understand the nuance there, but obviously this team is not a meritocracy. Literally, Bob cannot come out and say at any point during the season, this is a meritocracy, the best players are here to play, because that's false, because we just saw it.
Yeah, like, I would, like, if you want to play Šimek or Middleton, fine, but like, Hataka, he represents your future. And especially if this, what this season's about, is like trying to, you know, that's why you have 1,000 rookies on your team. Like, look what happened with Mario Ferraro, right? 2 years ago, Ferraro makes the team. Guess what? He starts out as the third pair, you know, and he starts playing better and better. And then he comes into camp next year and Bob's like, oh yeah, he's a top four defenseman. And we all laughed. We were like, huh, whatever. You know, Ferraro, he was arguably their best defenseman last year. Like, defensive defenseman, he was, you know, their best defensive defenseman last year. And why can't, you know, why can't Hataka do the same thing, right?
Well, it's just, okay, so let's talk about the defense, like, objectively. Yeah. Brent Burns and Erik Karlsson are similar, and we're going to put them in the same bucket.
Yes.
They're obviously not the Norris caliber defenseman that they were before. As much as I love Erik Karlsson, he's got a lot to prove to make up for $11.5 million. I think he's back and healthy, but regardless of that, Burns and Karlsson are going to be your top two D-men, and they have diminished to the point where they're going to need a little bit of help here and there. Play a lot of minutes. They play on the power play. Brent Burns played penalty kill. They're not. You don't have Cale Makar or Dougie Hamilton or Victor Hedman or something. You don't have that anymore. Fine. You have Mario Ferraro, who's arguably your second or third, and on a lot of nights your best defenseman. That's great. He's a young guy. He's going to make a couple mistakes here and there, but he's solid.
Yes.
From there. Sorry, go ahead.
He's a perfect partner for your Brent Burns, who can go roam and do Brent Burns stuff. And guess what? Mario Ferraro is going to be that steady guy who's going to try hard. He's going to give a shit every shift. He's going to be that guy.
Exactly. And he complements your aging offensive stars well. I'm sure he could play well with Erik Karlsson as well. They just put him with Burns because it works. It works. Yep. You got a pair. Now you need a partner for Erik Karlsson. We know that Marc-Edouard Vlasic is a boat anchor at this point. He's been trending down by all possible analytics. And I know that he's a great guy in the locker room and he's a veteran in leadership and all that good jazz. But on the ice, his analytics and his numbers are not good. You're going to pair him with Erik Karlsson? Okay, because Knyazhov is hurt. I understand you got to do something. But you need another pair in order to do something. And what you're doing with, you already are playing Vlasic. You're committed to Vlasic. So you're already bringing down the level here. Then you're going to play Šimek and you're bringing it down more. Now you're going to put in Middleton. Instead of raising up one of the pairs, you're bringing it down because Hataka has shown that he can raise up the level of skill in the defense. Middleton's not. He's been in the AHL for how long?
A while.
He's just a guy. Like,
I just
don't understand why he has to get his first shot over Hataka. And Bob went on and said something about we can see Hataka on the road trip if the guys get off to a rocky start, paraphrasing. Or something like that. But why does it have to take a really good camp from Hataka, then the guys have to screw up for him to get in when you need a guy to come into the lineup? Knyazhov's out. Your top four is now in flux. And now you're bringing up one of those bottom pair guys to your top four. And that's going to make your top four weaker. So instead of bringing Hataka in and maybe giving him an Erik Karlsson pair where you can see if that helps, he can fill the Knyazhov role and be Knyazhov. Maybe, we don't know. Or you put him on the third pair and raise up that third pair skill level and you're not bringing down the whole defense because you know what's going to happen. Middleton's going to play 6 minutes.
Yep.
Šimek's going to play 11 and Brent Burns is going to play 27 and Erik Karlsson's going to play 25 and Mario Ferraro is going to play 25. And now somebody else has to pick up minutes. Marc-Edouard Vlasic is going to play 21 minutes a night and we know that he should be playing 12 or 13. So meritocracy is out the window. Clearly, he wants to play his guys, and you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
If Šimek is the best player on your defensive the defensive pair, that's bad, right? Like,
yeah, and it doesn't have. That's the problem, is that it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah,
you can pair him with Hataka. You have the guys. Just do it. I just don't understand. I just don't understand this line of thinking. Middleton did enough to stay in the lineup. What did he do?
He didn't play like a ton of minutes in the preseason, you know? It was like he was like playing like 10, 12 minutes a night. And it's like, I know that's all he's going to play in the regular season. But again, you're putting wear and tear on your aging stars as it is right now when you're having to overcompensate for the 6 minutes you're going to give Jake Middleton. And like, if you're going to give 6 minutes to Hataka, then because he's a rookie, fine. But at least those 6 minutes are going towards him getting he's going to start increasing, getting better. And it's like, okay, so
Middleton doesn't factor into the future. I don't think
he's not going to get you know what he is. Like, are you, would you be surprised if at the end of the season, if Middleton's playing 15 minutes a night?
Yeah.
Now, if Hataka's playing 15 minutes a night at the end of the season, That's the plan. He's supposed to be, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's the plan. I just don't understand why Hataka has to be sat down first. This isn't the Tampa Bay Lightning where you can mess around and find out, and then after game 30 be like, all right, cool, we're here, guys.
Yeah.
They need these wins, and I know that you can't win the cup on the first day of the season, but like at the end of the season, if you need wins because you screwed around and did shit at the beginning of the season and lost some dumb games, then like, what are we doing here? Like,
for a team who wants to try to compete for the playoff spot, every point matters right now. So as dumb as it sounds in the beginning of the season, but like if you can stack points at the beginning of the season, especially on a road trip while other teams are trying to figure themselves out, that's going to make your job way easier down the long run.
Yeah, so. And I'm not saying that Hataka is this amazing defenseman. No, I'm not silly, but he's going to be steady. Think about how many preseason games he got name checked as somebody who's been good or like noticed and stood out. Middleton never had that. Middleton didn't even have it last year. So I don't understand this move. And Šimek, Middleton, like, Hataka can skate.
Yeah.
Who the hell is skating on that Šimek, Middleton pair? Like,
who's getting the puck out of the zone in that?
Exactly. There's no puck mover, and they're going to have to play sheltered. How do you do this? Do you shelter them on offensive zone starts, or do you shelter them on defensive zone starts?
Because
defensive
zone starts
is tough.
Yeah, if you shelter them on defensive zone starts, you're just spending 2 minutes in your own zone right there.
Exactly. And it's not like Jacob Middleton is some vet who's played like 30 games over a couple seasons. He's played none.
Yeah. And the games he's played 5 minutes a night. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's a confounding move. And I just thought that with all the talk of Hataka and how much we watched and stuff like that, it seemed like he was going to get that spot and be a Knyazhov. I think Ferraro was the best case scenario for somebody to come out of camp and do that. But he could be a Knyazhov where he comes in and he steadies and he plays well. And now you've got that piece when Knyazhov and Merkley and those guys are ready to step in. You've already got a young guy who's their age or similar age that's already playing those minutes. Like Mario Ferraro is going to be the leader of that young crew because he's already playing all these minutes. Knyazhov's going to be playing all these minutes. Hataka should be playing these minutes too. It's just Sharks have had problems with defense for a couple years now, and then they do this and they take their samurai sword and just go wacha right through their foot.
Yep.
I just don't understand. It's what kind of car do you think Hataka drives?
I bet he drives something sporty. So, but reasonable price because he's still in that ELC. So, but if he wanted to get new parts for his car, he'd probably head over to rockauto.com, where you can find an amazing selection of parts. And it doesn't matter what type of car you have, or if you drive like a daily driver or a cool sports car, rockauto.com has you covered. And the great thing is that you can save money when you buy parts. So why choose to spend up to 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? For example, that you can get a Honda Odyssey fuel pump for $353 from a chain store or $216 from rockauto.com. They're a family business. They've been serving customers for over 20 years. And the great thing is it doesn't matter what type of customer you are. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer or you have auto parts, if you work on cars for a living, they got you covered. So head over to their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for all your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on in their How'd You Hear About Us box. That way they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
I had to drink. I didn't think I should do it on camera. I don't know. I'm figuring out this camera stuff.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's quickly talk about the forward lines.
Evander little Kane. Changes, couple little changes. So
Evander Kane's investigation is winding down, so we'll see if he's back or suspended or terminated or whatever. Fingers crossed, terminated.
Yes. Curtis tweeted out, so Couture with Meyer Dahlin. Check.
Hell yeah, hook it to my nuts. Let's go, baby.
Hurdle with Eklund and Balcers.
Again, the nuts, please.
Mm-hmm. Benito with Nieto and LeBanc.
I like that. I do not hate that.
No, because Nieto is going to be able to
Benito's play defensively. Decent. Like Benito's like solid.
Yeah, and he could score a little bit too. So he had some, you know, And you know exactly what you're getting out of Bonino. So,
and if LeBanc is LeBanc's only role in there is to be like, go make some offense on the third line,
and then come play power play with us for
cool. So neat. That's all I really ever wanted out of Kevin LeBanc. So like, sick. If that's the role, Nieto can go get it. Bonino can play a little defense. Nieto can play a little defense. LeBanc can fucking be LeBanc. Hang out near the blue line. I mean, it's okay. I'm good with it. I want to see how it rolls.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see if that's going to be like your shutdown line, because if that is, I'm a little worried with LeBanc. But I want to hopefully Bob gets away from like the like shutdown line and is just like, hey, we just need to score goals, because that's what they need to work on anyway, is scoring goals.
Shutdown line doesn't work if your defense also shuts down. Yeah. And the defense technically goes with the Dutch doors, like, hello! Bonjour!
And then Lord Jasper with Peterson, Cacquiano, and Barabanov. So I don't think Barabanov's playing the first. I think he's getting scratched night one. So
could be injured.
I know he's working back from his injury.
Probably over it though. I don't know. And just, to that one guy that loves Barabanov, I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
It's not that we don't like Barabanov. It's just we like.
I like
Rudy
a lot
more.
Of other people better.
Yeah.
And I think the only Rudy's odd, better. I think this other girl is much hotter. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, when like Barabanov, it's just, with him, it's sample size. Like nine games, he was. You know, we've seen this before with plenty of players who over nine games can just light their world on fire. But then, you know, look at Ryan Donato at the start of the season last year. Right, we were like, dude, they should just give Ryan Donato a contract right now. Ryan Donato, he's the best. Oh my god, I can't believe they. You know, they like this is going to be a steal. And then by the end of the season, you know, Ryan Donato is getting scratched. So. Good. Also, shout out Ryan Donato scoring the Kraken's first goal.
Yeah, so. Trivia question, man.
Yes.
So. Do you like the Lord, the Lane, and Cog? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I would like it.
I kind of want to see Barabanov over Lane.
Lane, yeah. I think I'd like a more experienced. I'd like two experienced wingers with Lord.
Lane's old as hell.
You know, but like that's, you know, guys who've had a couple more games under their belt. But
that who cares? Maybe the Lord is the truth.
Maybe the
We're
Lord
doing
is the
God
truth.
Thing again.
I know
he's royalty.
Yeah, maybe Lord Jasper. Yes, he will.
He's going to ascend from royalty ship to spirituality to godliness. Maybe the Lord is just solid. I don't know. Like yeah. Cogliano with a veteran guy. Like I don't hate Lane Pettersson. He's not 19.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm interested to see how that bottom six rolls and if we get L Blender instantly. But
the really over under the... two periods before the blender.
Oh god. Yeah, we're gonna see Nieto on the top line and William Eklund on the fourth line because William Eklund farted in the wrong direction and he's a rookie. Oh, great. I really just hope Dahlin and Eklund get some run. Just leave that top six alone. Maybe Rudy can get swapped out if somebody's having a good game. That's the obvious logical choice.
Yeah.
But leave it alone. Just let them cook. Let them do something. It's I just want it. I just need it.
No, I agree.
Should we end on? Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty excited about. I think I'm kind of excited about the lines, and you know, I think there's a nice mix of young guys and veteran guys, and I think they might surprise some people. So we'll get into a full preview tomorrow. But yeah,
Should we end on E5 talk?
Let's end on E5 talk.
He was asked, apparently the Jets average 6'2", 199. Do with that what you will. He asked if he was going to be tested physically by them, and I quote from our Lord and Savior directly. I don't know what to expect. Sick. Actually, it'll be fine if they test me. I'm just going to go out there and play my game. Yes. What an absolute G. The man went to IKEA on his birthday and ate Swedish meatballs with Jonathan Dahlin and Jasper Weatherby. I have a question. Why was Jasper there? Hold on. We need to investigate this further. So Dahlin and Eklund make sense. Dahlin's only like 22, 23, something like that.
Yeah.
William Eklund just turned 19. They're similar ages. They're both Swedish.
Yeah.
They can get around. What the hell is the Lord doing there? He's from British Columbia. He's this big, massive, like, mountain man.
I don't know, man. He's...
Well, he just loves IKEA.
No, he's not from British Columbia. He's from Portland, dude.
Same shit.
He's from Portland. He lived in the Bay Area as well, too. So, like, he's...
The he grew Lord? Up Sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, you know
he grew up a Sharks fan. He went to Sharks games as a kid.
Oh, yeah. I remember this now.
Yes. So
the Portland is basically the same as British Columbia. The PNW is all the same thing.
He's only 23. He's the same age as Darlene. So
yeah, but he's not Swedish.
It's okay. We want them to be good friends. It's better for the brand.
Yes, it is better for the brand. What a brand that was. I'm not saying it's bad. I just want to know how did he get the invite? Why didn't
I wonder, maybe because he knows the area better since he's from the
maybe area. He knows where the IKEA is.
He knows where the IKEA is. He knows
where is
the area.
The IKEA?
It's up in Stanford, like Palo Alto, Stanford.
There's no IKEA in San Jose proper?
No.
They drove all the way to Palo Alto?
Yeah. I've made that trip several times with the missus because she wanted to go to IKEA. So
did you get... Okay, here's the true test of... Did you go to the dining room and get one of their actual meals, like Swedish meatballs?
Yeah, of course.
Or... Yes. Did you go to the bottom and you get the shitty little hot dogs that are like $1 and you get like 4 of them and then you slam them over the garbage can and then you get a lingonberry sundae and walk out?
No, we do the actual meal. So
really, I've never had an actual meal. I literally just spend like $5 and get a bunch of little hot dogs.
No, and the great thing too is they also have a kid, like you can drop your kids off and pick them up at the end.
Smallville or whatever it's called. Yeah, it's great. Smallland. It's so funny.
You drop your kids off, you go do your shopping, and then you pick them up at the end. But yeah, you definitely have to get a meal there. So
you heard it straight from the horse's mouth. If you want to get laid, take your wife to IKEA.
Actually, used that as an excuse for her 30 when she turned 30. I took her to IKEA, and then all of our friends came, and we had a surprise birthday party. So at the house, but I took her to IKEA to like get her out of the house.
If you would like to apply to be a co-host of Locked On Sharks, and you've never taken your wife to IKEA for her birthday, please apply at Locked On Sharks on Twitter. You can tell us if you've ever taken your wife to a department store for her birthday.
She wanted to go.
I don't care. Shouldn't matter.
It was I got her out of the house for the surprise birthday.
Stop talking. Mute yourself, goddamn you.
It's twice.
Had enough of you. I feel for Stephanie. Yeah, Locked On Sharks on Twitter. So let us know if you've ever done anything wild and crazy. If you've got engaged at a department store, please, please let us know. Locked On Sharks on Facebook or Instagram. You can DM us there, see all our work. Email, lockedonsharks@gmail.com. I feel like this is the place for it. We got to get the two Fry people. The Fry Wars have simmered down in my inbox. I need it back.
They moved to YouTube. So,
really?
Yes. Yeah. They started commenting on YouTube. So.
Oh, I gotta go look at our own channel. I don't do any of those. Yes. Subscribe to YouTube. We have subscribers. The biggest hockey one has like 1,000, or is coming up on 1,000. So let's see.
We're number two.
We're number two.
We're doing this for less than a week, and we're number two. So that's just the power of the brand.
The content boys never stop, never stopping, nope. Or whatever that movie is. This has gone off the rails. If you would like to ask JD why he took his wife to IKEA for her birthday, you can do that at my fry hole.
If you want to ask Kyle how he would get his wife out of the house for a surprise birthday party, you could find him at Kyle Demetrius.
I don't have a wife. Joke's on you. I don't know. We'll be back tomorrow to preview an actual Sharks game. The Winnipeg Jets. Jets versus Shark. West Side Story.
Get Swedish meatballs from the IKEA store.
Bye, friends.